Welcome back. You know, one of the things that I just love to do is to find a story that defies any expectation, any boundary of reason, any possible presumption of intelligence, and we have found it, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by PETA. The folks, they call themselves the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Well, PETA, oh my gosh, they plan to announce an unusual marketing pitch there for the U.S., the federal government. They want, are you ready? They want to rent space on the fence at the border for billboards that would contain a warning for illegal aliens crossing the border fence. Now, this is too good. Here we go. Are you ready? They want the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, to rent space on the border fence for billboards that would warn illegal border crossers, illegal aliens, that there's a lot more to fear than the Border Patrol or law enforcement. The billboards, according to the spokesman for PETA, the billboards would read in both English and Spanish that, quote, if the Border Patrol doesn't get you, the chicken and burgers will. Go vegan. Now that's, I love that. Well, you know, the Department of Homeland Security is trying to build, as slowly as they can, obviously, just about 700 miles of fencing and other barriers on the border by the end of this year. PETA says that its billboards would picture fit and trim Mexicans in their own country where their diet is, in the judgment of PETA, more in line with the group's mission. Now, you have to admire PETA because in their judgment, it's better for these illegal aliens to be in poverty in their home country than coming into this country and actually having enough money to buy meat to eat a balanced meal. No. Here's what the spokesman for PETA says. Unbelievable. Now, if anybody else were saying this, you would say these are arrogant, elitist nuns. It's just crazy. Here's what PETA's spokesman said. We think that Mexicans and other immigrants should be warned if they cross into the United States, they're putting their health at risk by leaving behind a healthier staple diet of corn tortillas, beans, rice, fruits, and vegetables. In other words, you're better off living in poverty in Mexico than crossing the border and coming into this country illegally to work to better your life. I mean, I've said all along, no one's more opposed to illegal immigration than I am. But the only rational actor I can find in this entire crisis of illegal immigration is the illegal alien himself or herself. They're simply trying to improve their lives. They're breaking federal laws. They are entering the country illegally without question, and I believe should be stopped and returned to their countries of origin. But at the same time, there's no question that their motivation is straightforward and simple and rational. What about the motivation of the illegal employer of the illegal aliens? They're exploitive. They're putting that pressure on the American citizen taxpayer. What about the motivation of these political groups who are insisting upon amnesty and open borders? They have an ideological agenda, whether it's neoconservative or neoliberal, that is repugnant to every one of us who's concerned about the national interest of this great country and the welfare of our fellow citizens. It is abhorrent of what is happening in public policy terms in both political parties, by the way, Republican and Democrat. And as far as the presidential campaign goes, Senator Barack Obama embracing just as warmly and boldly as he can amnesty for illegal aliens. He wants them to have driver's licenses, and he certainly wants to leave that border wide open. While Senator McCain, who was with Senator Ted Kennedy, the original author of the amnesty comprehensive immigration legislation, he now says that he understands that a fundamental requirement is that we secure the border first. Well, PETA has staked out a position. We'll say that for them. I'd just like to remind you my position on illegal immigration. It's formulated by a very simple syllogism, which apparently was perhaps helpfully convincing and persuasive to Senator McCain. And that is, straightforwardly, we cannot reform immigration on any level if we can't control immigration. That makes sense, doesn't it? What difference does it make if we control immigration law if we have no ability to control immigration? That is, capacity to secure both our borders and our ports. And if we can't secure our borders and our ports, what is the discussion about? And why has it taken almost 8 years from September 11th from September 11th to secure the borders and the ports of this great country? It's madness. If we can't secure our borders, if we can't control immigration, why should there even be a discussion about immigration reform, comprehensive or otherwise? I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.